Welcome to the Potion Podcast, your raw look at the hospitality industry, brought to you by SHC. What is happening, Post Shifters? Welcome back to a very special series for World Class Canada's 10th anniversary. I haven't podcasted for over a year, and when I was asked by Michael and World Class to come to Vancouver and cover the Nationals, I couldn't really say no, even though I was hesitant at the time. It's been a very long time since I've done this and did interviews and that sort of thing. I knew there was a really great team and some fantastic competitors getting involved. So I kind of threw caution to the wind and decided to put my podcasting hat back on. So I hope you enjoy this series. It's for the next week or so. Interviewing from the competitors from the very first day of the competition, all the way up to the winner, who you already know who it is. It's Jacob Martin from Toronto. So I hope you enjoy this series, guys. I really appreciate everybody reaching out to me, and I had a lot of people when I was in Vancouver say, "Man, I really wish your podcast was still going. I still listen to episodes." So I hope you enjoy this special series, and if I feel like I'm back in the groove, you may see some more episodes from me in the future. But as always, guys, thanks for the sort. Bye.
So let's introduce yourself. Who you are, where you work, where you're from.
Hi.
It's very drunk history right now.
What?
It's very like drunk history.
Well, and I don't really talk to anybody, so this is my first time out. My name is Adrian Roque. I am originally from Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada, and I moved to Calgary, so now that's where I'm stationed at. I work at a bar called Proof. So I live there. I work there once a week, maybe twice. But I have an ice company out there, so I think that's like my main kind of driving force. So I supply a bunch of different restaurants in the city with clear ice, and it started with the pandemic. And like, I've always wanted to do it. Like, I remember I went to New York in 2010, I think, and I was still living in Lethbridge, and I was making ice out of a cooler. And like, people be like, "You're such a loser." Look at me now.
Yeah.
I'm selling water that's really cold, and restaurants like it.
Yeah, for us, we bring in a 300-pound block from a client bell in Vancouver here to Victoria, ship it.
Get out!
Then we slab it, and then we cut all our inch-by-inch ice cubes on a bandsaw.
Inch-by-inch?
Yeah. Every Thursday.
Dude, you're a true freak.
Yeah. So is this your first World Class?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what made you want to join, to get into it?
I like doing competitions because they're just fun to me. I know there's some career competition bartenders out there who just put their all into it. And yes, I put my all into it. It's just, I kind of like the fun aspect of it the most. Right? I just like interacting, networking, and just seeing what everyone's mind is thinking, like just sharing ideas and whatnot. And yeah, you can't really get any forward with like bartending without other people's minds.
So with three challenges deep today, which been your favorite one so far?
The Johnny Walker one. I like that one because it's like a it's kind of like that standard competition format. And I like doing that stuff. And like storytelling, it's super fun. Because like everyone can tell a story, but like, can you tell a story about, and then that.
How'd your whiskey tasting go?
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah, this is the one right now. But yeah, it went well. There was a few curveballs in there because I haven't had a chance to try all of the whiskeys. But with my knowledge, I guess, of smelling, say hypothetically a Canadian rye whiskey, you're like, "Well, okay, that smells like a rye whiskey." Then you narrow it down. Well, there's only two on the list, so you kind of
work from there.
Yeah.
What challenges were you most looking forward to?
Yeah, for sure the Johnny Walker and the Kettle One.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, yeah, not this one. Not the one this morning.
This morning, but yeah. Sustainability one.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I don't know. With these ones, you get to do, such cool things and, kind of, put deep thought. It's just, an actor, an improv actor versus, a trained, actor. This morning was, improv class. This is kind of like just straight up the movies, you know.
Oh, that'd be actually
just kidding.
Challenge improv style. Give me a base spirit. Oh, vodka.
Right, awesome. Yeah. And then fly off.
Give me a modifier. Oh, blue curacao. Okay, we'll use that.
That's actually an awesome challenge. Like a little crowd work and just like...
So for the 10th anniversary of World Class, what are you looking to get out of your first competition? You love competing. What are you looking to get out of the 10th anniversary of World Class here in Canada going forward, coming out of this competition next week?
Win or lose, I'm just super excited that they picked me out of, like, I don't know how many, but like I was like surprised. I got the phone calls, like I like laughed. I was like, really? And then he's like, oh yeah. I'm like, okay, see you then.
Fantastic. Well, I don't want to keep any longer. Should you have a prep time to get ready for tonight?
No, you want to hang?
Thank you. I'd love to. But thank you so much for hanging out with me for the 10 minutes. And good luck with the rest of the week.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you so
much. Yeah, good to see you again. Yeah. All right.
Thanks for listening, Pose Shifters. Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode. I really enjoy sitting down with friends and peers and just chatting about the industry and getting down to the nuts and bolts of what's really going on out there. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, everything on all the platforms. Just hit it up and I'll do my best to answer any queries or questions you have. I'll see you next week, guys. Bye.